Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the fan. We are fired up. Time to turn the tide. This evening, Washington Capitals against the Carolina Hurricanes. Caps got to turn this thing around. Game one was not their night. Nothing precludes them from winning in game two, though. Helping us make sense of it all is our friend, Mr. Joe Ben and Nadi, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Joe B., how are you, sir?
Gentlemen, A-OK. Looking forward to a little payback tonight.
Oh, hell yeah. How did they do it? Let's start there.
They have a particular game plan in place, JP, that, I've said this, and we've all said this for the last 48 hours or so. That entire team, the coaching staff, top to bottom, they knew what was coming from Carolina. You can know it, but until you experience it again, you really can't replicate it in a film session. You really can't replicate it in a practice session because Rod Brindamore's team executes its game plan so very well. So now they've seen it. It smacked them in the face. They weren't good. They know it. Everybody's looked in the mirror and said, we need way more than that from every single one of us. And I believe in this team. They've done it all season long, regardless of the opponent that's been in front of them. When they've had a quote-unquote clunker, they bounce back. And I think you get to take a lot of heart from what you saw from Logan Thompson. Logan's been that kind of goalie that they need throughout the Montreal series, B-Mitch, and the early part of this Carolina series. There's absolutely nothing to quib about with respect to what LT's doing. So if you get that, that's the foundation. You build off of that, and then we can talk over the next few minutes here about how it is that they can start to tilt the ice back on Carolina. Because for me, everything I see Carolina do and excel extremely well at is what Washington wants to do, just like it. It's a very similar scheme.
Yeah, I what Logan Thompson was doing, all he needs is a little help. You know what I mean? And he gets that help, then it's not going to – when he sees a puck and it's not everything in his face, he catches everything. Ahmed and I sit there and talk about how cool he is. It's like he's in – like, you know, you see a guy in batting just fielding in practice, and they just quietly grab a puck. He does that when it's supposed to be hectic.
When he's on his game, he'll tell you he's patient. He doesn't have to be scrambly all over the place. He doesn't have to be bouncing off of walls to make these incredible saves. When he's on, he's locked in. He's positionally sound. His reflexes take over. And he makes it look simple and under control. And that's what we need to continue to happen. I just think you can take all these numbers and these possession numbers and stats and analytics, and you can twist them, bend them and all. Yes, it was Carolina in a dominating kind of way the other night. And yet still, it wasn't as if LT had to make five breakaway saves, guys, or he was, again, just in desperation mode making these oh my God, stops. He made some very, very solid saves at critical junctures in the game, but it's not as if Carolina had a tremendous amount of high danger, super high quality opportunities. It wasn't that. This is Carolina's MO. They throw everything at you and throw it at the cage. It's all about quantity, I think, for them, more so than quality. And yeah, you're going to get a lot of shot attempts. You're going to get a lot of shots through. The Caps are going to have to block a lot of shots that they did in game one, but it's not ultra stressful. They were solid defensively for the most part in that game. They just defended too much. Now, how do you get it out of your zone, and how do you pin Carolina back in its end? That's what we need to see in game two.
Totally.
Talking with our friend Joe Beninati here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Joe B at Joe BPXP. Specifically, one thing that's kind of worried me, even going back to the Montreal series, Joe B, is whenever they get possession in the defensive zone, it doesn't lead to offensive possession. Like, they're not getting those breakouts. And I'm curious if you've noticed that, if that seems correct to you, and if there is a way to kind of regenerate that.
Definitely the case in game one, JP. I saw a bit better than that in the Montreal series. And throughout the season, I think if you asked Spencer Carberry and the staff and the Caps players to a man, they tell you that would be one of their strengths. You know, what you want to do is spend as little time in the defensive zone next to LT or next to Chucky. You want to spend as least time possible next to your own goalie. You want to be out of your own end, building momentum to the other end. If you can get a clean entry into the offensive zone, that's wonderful. But at the very least, I'm going to use another football reference, you have to flip the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a good punter. So those dump-ins are punts. That's the equivalent of a punt in hockey. And you have to be able to get out cleaner than they did the other night. And I think they will. They have a strategy involved for what was Carolina doing to prevent it. They recognized it. They've isolated it in film room. They've talked about it for the last 36 hours. Now let's see how their countermeasure works tonight. To me, it's one of two different things, JP and Beamich. They're either going to come down and support the defensemen, Carlson, Chikrin, Roy, on and on and on. They're either going to help them more and have guys deeper in the zone to support the breakout, or they may choose to stretch it and try and spread Carolina. Carolina wants to suffocate you. Carolina wants to take the boards away. Their defense, their Carolina's top six defenders, their back line is excellent. They're really, really good. So what they've done and what they've made a habit out of, and at least in that first game and all season, it's what they do to everybody, is they take boards away, they force you to the middle, and then they collapse. It's like the equivalent of a full court press in basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, that works, and that runs you into a lot of traps, but occasionally you do break through. You have to find where they're most vulnerable and use it against them.
I think living in that game one, they didn't have great puck control. How did they just correct that?
The passing game's got to be better, Mitch. Yeah, I agree with you. Puck control, you need to make a few defenders miss from time to time. But to me, it's the synchronicity of passing. They need to be in sync with their passing game. And something that Locker and I were talking about with Alan May, with all of our Monumental Sports Network analysts and hosts, when they have time off, as they did between round one and round two, when they come back, the thing that seems to be most out of sync is the connectivity in that passing game. I think you're going to see that. You have to see them be better at it tonight. And this is an analogy that I always talk about. This is an expression that I always talk about from long ago. Coaches taught me, Joe, the puck moves faster than anybody on the ice. Mm-hmm. Make the puck do the work. So instead of necessarily trying to beat a defender, make the puck do the work, move them, spread them, and then create that flow up ice. Let's see if they can do it.
I'm really excited. It's interesting. Joe, what did you think of, like, the building the other night? Because some folks thought it was kind of quiet, but I also don't think there was anything to cheer for. You know what I mean? Like, the first period, Carolina suffocated is such a good term. They suffocated them for sure.
And they're going to try to do exactly the same thing tonight. They have a way of doing it. If I'm not mistaken, no team in the league, whether it be regular season or post, plays more, has the puck more at their offensive end than Carolina. It's just what they do, how they're built, and how they execute their game plan, starting with their head coach, Rod Brind'Amour, who insists upon relentless pressure. So for the fans the other night, it was like you were watching a tennis match, but you were only staring at one side of the court.
Totally.
You never really got the chance to go back and forth. It was lopsided in that way. And yes, the score for a long period of time favored the Caps, or at the very least was tied, or the Caps had a 1-0 lead for an awfully long time. Now, could you go back, if you know, revisionist history here, you could sit there and go, you know, they had chances to make 1-0, 2-0. Mm-hmm. They had chances to make 2-0, 3-0. They didn't do it. Now, that could be a lament. I think you're going to have to be especially economical. You're going to have to, when you only get 5, 6, 7 quality chances, you have to bear down and bury 3 of those. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
They didn't do it, and that's one reason why Carolina was able to create that big turnover late in regulation. Boom, Stankoven gets the tying goal, and everybody feels really bad.
Yeah.
Very, very bad.
It's funny because I'm on a optimism kick, Joe B. When it comes to the plans for RFK Stadium, I'm choosing to be optimistic.
Way to go.
When it comes to game two, I have decided, if you look back at game one, they were tied or in the lead for 3 periods. Like,
yeah,
I understand that you could make a real argument that Carolina should have been winning 4-5-1, but you can also make an argument that Washington almost won that game without their A game. And I believe Coach Carbs is telling the boys, you're the number one seed in the East for a reason. Go kick these guys' ass. Is that the message you think?
They've done it, and they can just point. If you just want to run one piece of tape, go back to the last regular season game that they played in D.C., show the Caps, I believe it was the second period, where they tilted the game very much like what Carolina did to them. It's eerie that these two teams want to do the same thing. Schematically, I think they're very close to each other. When Washington is playing its best and its heaviest, it relies upon its own forecheck to hammer teams, to pin teams, to take the breath away, to suffocate teams. That's what the Caps do when they're on. Now, personnel-wise, Carolina is very, very good. And that's why I think, personally speaking, I thought this would be a very long series. And for it to be a very long series, I'm confident that Washington's going to have to get a W here because it's really tough to win in Raleigh. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. One game at a time, you're going to stay positive. I'm going to stay positive. Hopefully 18-plus thousand people in that building tonight are going to be roaring and staying positive because Caps fans, the players hear you. They can feel that. And it helps them get stronger and stay more ready later in the games. They get less tired because of all of you roaring your lungs out. So go out there and do it. Help them.
Yeah.
They know you want to help them. Help them tonight. And they've got the right plan. I know they do. It's just a matter of executing it. And, oh, by the way, what is most important, JP, you just said it. Yeah, it could have been Carolina by a whole lot more. It wasn't because of what Logan Thompson was doing. Logan stays at that level, you can beat anyone. Now you just got to have Logan stay at that level, and he shows all signs that he's ready to do it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I think they've taken a lot of cheap shots on Tom. Tom has kept his head, kept his cool. These referees, I think they missed everything that happened. What Carolina did, they found, because I saw three trips myself, and everybody around me, they saw it too. Do they have to worry about that? And does eventually the gloves have to come off to make them stop doing all the stupid stuff?
No, I don't. I just don't want that one. Mitch, because Tom's too valuable.
Yeah.
When the gloves come off, that means you're missing Tom for at least 5 minutes, and he's too valuable. I don't care who the trade is, the trade-off is. And if it's one of those guys who's going to agitate and disturb, those guys, you shouldn't be trading that guy for Tom Wilson. So you don't want Tom to do it. But at the same time, I know what you're saying, and we saw this quite a bit in the first round, B-Mitch and JP. Maryland, Montreal was trying to stir it up quite a bit after the whistle. And trust me, the coaching staff has browbeat the Caps. Let's have all the physicality be done between the whistles, not after the whistles. Don't play into somebody's hand. Don't let somebody get under your skin, whether it be mouthy or with a stick check or a sticky glove to the face. Don't let anybody get under your skin to the point where you retaliate and maybe the official doesn't see the initial instance and then the Caps are shorthanded. You don't want to do that. Build all the physicality, all the heavy hits between the whistles, and I like Washington's chances again.
All right.
I'm with you, Joe B. It's funny, looking around these series, both in hockey and in the NBA, there's been a lot of surprises. I mean, the fact that the Knicks are up 2 on the Celtics after 2 games in Boston is probably the top of the
list.
I'll
take it any day.
But hockey is just such a crazy sport. The Leafs have held serve. They won the first 2 over the Panthers. Everybody thought the Panthers were going to win that thing. This feels like for the Caps to get the win in the series, we're going at least 6. And honestly, after seeing game 1, this kind of feels like a 7-game series. Do you get that feeling? Did you have any indication going in?
Definitely my prediction was Caps in 7, and I'll stand by it. I just feel that these two teams are really good, both incredibly talented, in many ways mirror images of themselves. I know Carolina is one of the fastest teams in the East. When you see them and the way they play, the tempo with which they play, they're very, very good. I understand why a lot of people would sit there and go, you know what, I might favor them a little bit over the Metro Division champ, over the Eastern Conference champ. I can understand all that, and because of that, I thought this would be a very long series. It would catch me off guard to see Carolina roll Washington right out of this second round. I don't expect it. I expect the Capitals to have way more urgency now that Game 1 transpired the way it did. The Capitals will be shot out of a cannon tonight, urgency-wise. And if they're not, then they're going to get the same lesson handed to them. I spoke with Matt Roy earlier today. He said we were a little slow. We weren't urgent enough. We will be tonight. That, to me, that means everybody's got the message. They know what they have to do. The execution part, let's wait and see. Mm-hmm. But from an urgency standpoint, guys, that was your wake-up call. And that was, there were times when it was ugly. And it looked like an extremely lopsided game that was 1-0 in your favor. Turn it around. Turn the tables upon them. I've seen them do it. And I've seen them do it against Carolina. I know they can. I think there's a lot of push-pull in this series. And that's why I thought it would go the distance. And I like the Caps on home ice in 7.
All right. Well, I can't wait, man. And, Joe, what's the attire tonight? I told Jay you were smooth the other night, bro.
Yeah, you always look great. What's the gear?
B. Mitch, I get to do, and JP, I get to do pre and post. The whole thing is, for me, I don't know how this happened. It's been probably, 10 postseasons in a row. It just has to be a red tie. something has. I have more and more red ties now than I've ever owned, and it will be a sequence of red ties. Tonight it's very blue, it's very red. There's a splash of white. All team colors. Let's go, giddy up.
All right.
I like it, Joe.
Gotcha.
We're excited, man. I know you don't want to hear this, but the only thing that stinks is that we don't get you and Locker on the call.
I wish.
I know
it's the best time of the year, and
it's the way of the world.
It feels lonely to be left out. You feel lonely to be left out.
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I prefer Turner's hockey coverage to ESPN. I've learned that about myself over the last couple weeks here. Not asking for your opinion. I don't want to put you in a bad spot. you know what? I prefer your hockey coverage to all of them, though, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we hope you're checking us out pre and post. And then in the post game tonight, I'm hoping it's all of us talking about a much, much better performance and a winning one.
Hell yes.
I'm throwing some of them back to celebrate.
Joe, I tell you what, I don't cover, you know, Caps games like I do Commanders, but I've covered enough of them and I've been in enough postgame pressers with Coach Carberry that even after tough losses, he generally is able to kind of focus, answer questions, and you know, he kind of stays composed. He seemed pissed the other night.
JP, he's so intense. He is so hard on himself, hard on the club when things don't go right, when the execution isn't right. So I've seen that kind of intensity smolder out of him four games into a regular season. I can only imagine what he's like come playoff time. And obviously I was listening on the radio postgame show and driving home the other night, and I could hear, I couldn't see him, but I could hear the shortness in the answers, which is so unlike him.
Mm-hmm.
He was agitated. He was angry. And I think his club will respond. He relates so well to this team, and they to him. They got the message. They're going to crank it up tonight. And if Carolina can handle it, you tip your cap.
As I told JP the other day, Joe, that coach was upset because he knew they knew what to do. He knew he had told them, and he just didn't do it.
Didn't do it nearly as well as they needed to. And that's why I think I've seen it from time to time in the regular season. I know the playoffs are different, but this team rarely throws two clunkers, two stinkers in a row. They'll be better tonight. And if they execute, they should put Carolina back on their heels in a similar way. It's just the numbers are always – the way Carolina plays, the numbers are always going to be from a shot volume standpoint – from a possession time, from an ozone time, they're going to lead. The question is, how many times can you find vulnerabilities? How many times can you punch something through Frederik Andersen, who when he's on is a very, very good goalie? So the challenge is there. It's not easy, but they've done it before. They'll do it again.
Joe B., thank you for the time, man. We appreciate you.
Guys, my pleasure.
All right, Joe.
We'll talk soon.
Take care, man.
Joe Beninati. You can follow him at Joe BPXP. Make sure you tune in Monumental Sports Network tonight, pre and post for all Caps coverage. If you want to listen to the game, you can listen to it right here, right? Nats are off today. 106.7 The Fan, John Walton, tremendous as well. We are very lucky to live in a city where the hockey coverage is so top notch.
Extremely good.
Here's what I'm thinking. Let's do a little vibe check on a sunny Thursday afternoon. All right? Caps Canes tonight at 7.
Yep.
How we feeling out there, universe? Jeff, press the button, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caps, vibe check, next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.